That was Marisa Anderson. This interview was recorded in January 2014 as the final performance of Marisa's tenure as the KABU Artist in Residence. Today is the deadline for the 2015 Artist in Residence. Look for a public performance in the fall. Information about the program can be found on the KABU website, kabu.fm. This is Erin Yankee. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 1 o'clock. I'm Jenka Soderberg, KABU's Evening News Public Affairs Director. We have a breaking news item to share with you. Oregon's Governor John Kitzhaber has officially announced his resignation. He criticized the media for convicting him without evidence and says he understands that because of this conviction in the court of public opinion, he has become a liability to the state.
I'm announcing today that I will resign as governor of the state of Oregon. It is not in my nature to walk away from a job that I have undertaken. It is to stand and fight for the cause. And so I apologize to all those people who gave of their faith, time, energy, and resources to elect me to a fourth term last year and who have supported me over the past three decades. I promise you that I will continue to pursue our shared goals and our common cause in another venue. I must also say that it is deeply troubling to me to realize that we have come to a place in the history of this great state of ours where a person can be charged, tried, convicted, and sentenced by the media with no due process and no independent verification of the allegations involved. But even more troubling, and on a very personal level, as someone who has given 35 years of public service to Oregon, is that so many of my former allies in common cause have been willing to simply accept this judgment at its face value. It is something that is hard for me to comprehend, something we might expect in Washington, D.C., but surely not in Oregon. I do not know what it means for our shared future, but I do know that it is seriously undermining civic engagement in this state and the quality of the public discourse that once made Oregon stand out from the pack. Nonetheless, I understand that I have become a liability to the very institutions and policies to which I have dedicated my career and indeed my entire adult life. As a former presiding officer, I fully understand the reasons for which I have been asked to resign.
Governor John Kitzhaber will be replaced by Kate Brown, the Secretary of State for Oregon. Kitzhaber faced controversy in the past for the insider connections between his office and companies involved in the push for the Columbia River Crossing Bridge, which was eventually canceled, but would have cost the state over $4 billion. The scandal that resulted in his resignation today involved conflicts of interest in contracts and jobs awarded to his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes. Tune in to the KABU News at 5 p.m. today for more on this breaking news event.
KABU would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Please call 877-500-5266 to show your support for KABU today. Breakfast was provided by Helzer's on Alberta, serving the community since 2004. Using family recipes and local ingredients. Serving breakfast every day starting at 7 a.m. Located at 1538 Northeast Alberta Street. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering located at 2716 Northeast MLK Jr. Boulevard. Committed to using local and organic ingredients, breakfast served every day, all day, and lunch on weekdays. Dinner was provided by Pambiche, a Cuban restaurant serving Cuban Creole cuisine and Cuban cocktails, located at 2811 Northeast Gleason, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the film Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater February 21st and the 22nd at 7 p.m. Starring Denzel Washington, this biographical film about Malcolm X by Spike Lee will be playing to honor the 50th anniversary of Malcolm X assassination. That's the film, Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland, on Saturday, February 21st, and Sunday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hello, my name is Del. I'm with the Bread and Roses Collective, and I want to let you know that radio changed my life. 5 years ago, when a friend invited me to volunteer for community radio WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, I had no idea that I would ever consider pursuing a master's degree in multimedia journalism and starting a career as a community journalist. Community radio has changed my life, and on this World Radio Day, I want to celebrate radio. Join me and donate to KBOO now.
Do you see it? It's all around us. It's an assault on our rights, our freedoms, our food, our jobs, and ultimately an assault on the only life support system we have, Mother Earth. Time for action is now.
All day, Friday, February 13th, it's KBOO's semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day, featuring the very best in talks, speeches, and interviews produced by KBOO volunteers and staff. The theme of the day is Resistance to Tyranny. Featured speakers include Chris Hedges on Empire and Capitalism, newly released prisoner Eric McDavid, Native American activist Winona LaDuc, and a presentation of the works produced here at KBOO by our artists-in-residents Tessie Word and Marissa Anderson. The full schedule can be found online at kboo.fm. Tune in all day Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for Resistance to Tyranny, and remember to support this community resource, KBOO.
Coming up next, KBOO's Jenka Soderbergh speaks with Eric McDavid, a victim of FBI entrapment, who has just been released after 9 years in prison. There is a special thank you gift available for the next four people who support KBOO during this segment at the level of $5 a month. The book, Life During Wartime, Resisting Counterinsurgency, is the offer. Call 877-500-5266 to find out more.
When I say the hungry should have food, I speak for many. When I say no one should have seven homes, while some don't have any. Though I may find myself stranded in some strange place with naught but a vapid stare, I remember the world and I know we are everywhere. When I say the time for the rich, it will come. Let me count the ways. Victories are hints of the future. Havana, Caracas, Chiapas, Buenos Aires. How many people are wanting and waiting and fighting for their share? They hide in their ivory towers, but we are everywhere.
The great modern folk artist David Rovix. Eric McDavid is a Green Scare prisoner who served nearly 10 years for a wrongful conviction of conspiracy to damage and destroy property by fire and explosive. Eric was set free this January due to the government's withholding of key evidence about how he may have been entrapped by an FBI agent. Eric joins us for an exclusive interview on KBOO Community Radio.
We are everywhere. We are everywhere.
We are joined now by Eric McDavid, who was recently released from prison after serving 9 years in a prison in California for the crime of, apparently the crime of falling for a woman who turned out to be an informant and trying to impress her. Eric, can you talk a little bit about some of your experiences over the past 9 years?
Yeah, definitely. Started out with Sac County Jail, where I did 28 months in isolation while I was awaiting trial and doing pretrial and then sentencing and then waiting to get designated to a federal facility.
Wow. So a lot of time in isolation. For listeners who don't know what that means, can you describe what that means to be put in isolation?
Yeah, sure. You're by yourself in a two-man cell, and you allegedly are supposed to get out of that cell once every 23 hours for 1 hour for a shower, use the phone, walk around the day room area. That's if the bureaucracy is working tick-tock and how it's supposed to, and as we all know, bureaucracies do not do that. So, I mean, there were times and days or weeks when I got out once or twice a week. I was lucky to get outside, which is in a big, like, concrete room, which is a lot bigger, with three concrete walls and one wall that's fenced with tarps over it, for about an hour or two a week at one stint. That's only if they forgot about you, if it went over an hour. But yeah, other than that, you get your trays in the cell, you eat in the cell, you get your mail in the cell. There's a lot of self time.
For people who have never been in that type of situation, it seems like time would really extend much longer than it is here on the outside. How do you deal with that? Those stretches of time of being just stuck in a room.
Yeah, well, I consider myself really lucky for, I don't know what it was growing up or whatnot, but I was somehow in some way equipped with the right type of tools in my bag to be able to adjust to that in a healthy way, where I witnessed and had heard of many more and saw firsthand how isolation does end up breaking people and causing severe trauma to folks who just can't deal with that type of separation from other people. Personally, I was able to deal with it by breaking up my day, by knowing that my mind works best in the morning. So I'd do my studying and writing in the mornings. I'd do some exercise in the afternoon. And then in the evenings, I'd read something for fun, like sci-fi, or just enjoyment reading at night. One day that I'd work out and do like body exercises. And the next day I'd give it a break and just do yoga and try to switch on and off like that. I always had plenty of letters and support coming in. So that was priceless during those times and throughout my entire experience in prison. So there's definitely like always things to do. And some folks get so wrapped up in their head in that isolation to where they don't know how to deal with it in any type of way, much less a healthy way.
Wow. And just to talk a little bit about that support, there are other people still in prison in your situation, being a political prisoner that was targeted for your political beliefs. Can you talk about some of those? I know Marie Mason is one who's been held in isolation in Texas, and I know there are many others.
Yeah, they are some of the strongest. I mean, that person right there is one of the most closest to my heart. And no, there's people that have been locked up in isolation since the 70s, since the early 70s and late 60s. And so folks down south, Angola, folks back east from the 80s and the MOVE movement, the MOVE family. So, I mean, and they're coming up with the 30-year anniversary, a sad anniversary, but nonetheless an anniversary coming up this spring. And the type of support, I mean, it doesn't matter if you can send $5, if you can write them a little note. Some of the most beautiful notes were, I mean, the cards, the letters that I got were just like little notes of just thinking of you. And it was just a random card with not even a signature or anything. I mean, just to know that there was still that connection between myself and people on the outside who still had a connection to their heart, and knowing that no matter what they did, to what extent they were doing it, it was the quality of how they interacted with me. That's what meant the most.
I'm speaking with Eric McDavid, a victim of FBI entrapment who was recently released after more than 9 years in prison of a 19-year sentence. We're going to return in just a moment to Eric. We want to find out how we're doing in the membership drive and tell you how you can be a supporter of the news and information that you get here on KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you, Jenka. I'm Conch. I'm here with Lynn. It's a little bit slow back here, but we're hoping to change that in the next couple of minutes. And that depends on you. That depends on you supporting this programming by calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO. It's 877-500-5266. We're talking Eric McDavid, a victim of FBI entrapment. We've certainly seen no shortage of that here in town, but he's been recently released after 9 years of prison, which is a good thing. We'll follow that by Chris Hedges and Winona Duke, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, if you're not near a phone, but you're online somewhere, go to kboo.fm. You'll see up in the upper right hand of the screen a jar that says donate today. You can click through that. You can find great thank you gifts to go with your membership, such as the new, brand new KBOO hoodie that is available for a $20 a month pledge of support. It is a hoodie that will stand up for years and keep you warm and be your friend. And it has a fabulous KBOO logo on the upper left pocket.
You know, all you have to do is call in at 877-500-5266. And this is, just what Jenka interviewing Eric McDavid, who had been spent 9 years in prison basically for nothing. It's the sort of stuff that we do. We get down to the nitty and the gritty of news and public affairs, things that are generally not things you see with the talking, screaming heads, because we are about community. We are not about profit. So give us a call at 877-500-5266 to keep this sort of news coming to you, things that it is important that you know. That's 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm, or come on down to 20 Southeast 8th and check out the Palace of Pledge. Bye.
Well, and just to get back to your own situation, you were labeled an eco-terrorist. You were convicted of a conspiracy to blow up a dam that never actually transpired. What apparently did transpire was you went to a cabin with a young woman named Anna, who turned out to be an informant for the FBI. And how is it that you ended up getting convicted of conspiracy without really evidence that was something that was going to happen?
It was a very interesting 10 days of trial. That experience opened my eyes to so many different aspects of this culture and how it manifests, especially through the bureaucratic models that maintain it. And people can check out the entire court transcripts on my website. Just Google Eric McDavid.
It's supporteric.org.
Yeah. I think at wordpress.org. And it's how could that happen? You've got so many different things moving only in one direction. It was so dumbfounding then that I continue to be dumbfounded now by it. I mean, you had withholding of evidence, which is how I got out right a month ago. You've got people lying, or what do they call it now? Speaking mistruths while under oath. You've got demonizing by the U.S. Attorney's Office in order to ensure a conviction, just to create more doubt. You've got the fundamental mishaps of an entire legal system, which puts the jury in a position of seeing the defendant as someone who's guilty because they're sitting in the defendant's chair.
Wow. And this young woman who entrapped you in this case was recruited by the FBI when she was 17. And at the Miami protest of the FTAA, she was known as Anna. How is it that the FBI was able to get away with recruiting an underage person to infiltrate the anarchist scene?
How does the CIA get away with doing torture? How do bureaucrats get away with getting paid by corporations and still be senators and congressmen? It's a basic modality of bureaucracy to just do whatever you can get away with. As long as you're getting paid to do it, then there's enough reason right there to get it done and just get it done and get it out of the way. I'm getting paid anyway.
Wow. And this this person who entrapped you, she was known as Anna, and she was not very credible. The FBI was actually considering not putting her on the stand. How is it that was possible, that this really unreliable informant or person who was really an agent provocateur was used as the witness to bring you this incredible sentence of 19 years.
Yeah, 19 years, 7 months. Again, it's just the same type of mindset to where they focused a lot of energy on the case I was involved in. They focused a lot of energy, a lot of money, and that's mostly the main kicker, is that they already paid her $65,000. They've already done who knows how much money into research, development, travel expenses allocated just for this one case. And so once they start dumping money into something, they have to follow through on it, and they'll rationalize anything in order to make sure they look good at the end of it.
It seems like Anna herself was changed by the experience of getting involved in the anarchist scene. As a right winger, as a teenager, she began to infiltrate the scene. And then in the interview that she did for Elle magazine a couple of years ago, described her conflicting allegiances at a certain point. She seems like the activist scene may have infiltrated her a little bit or changed her mind about some things. I mean, you knew this person. How is it that, I mean, what kind of a person was she? Did she seem like she was somehow unstable or not reliable?
I knew a facade of this person, so I can't really say that I could give an adequate, like, opinion or expression of any type of analysis of who she really was or how she really could be now.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. And just if anybody has any involvement in activist scenes here in our listening area, maybe you have a bit of advice for them.
Definitely. Get off Facebook. And if you need any kind of backing to help check that out, look into this one little book. There's an article in this one book called Life During Wartime. And it was put out by AK. There's one article that says, that's called Who Needs the NSA When We Have Facebook by Evan Tucker. If you have a Facebook, please read that article. That would be more than sufficient.
Well, thank you so much, Eric McDavid, for joining us. And interestingly, we have a punk show on KBOO called Life During Wartime. So,
nice.
So that
awesome.
Works well. And I know that plenty of people here are with you on that, giving up on Facebook and other social media tracking devices.
No doubt.
Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us today on KBOO.
Thank you very much. And good luck on your drive.
Yes, thank you. We're trying to raise some money for the station here.
Nice. Good luck. Please help them out, everyone, please.
All right. Thank you, Eric McDavid, for joining us today.
Thank you, Jenka.
This is Jenka with KBOO.
And good luck to Eric McDavid.
Yeah, really. Eric McDavid, good luck on your life after having been framed. Also, so apparently at demonstrations, watch out for the 17-year-olds. This is funny because I was just getting off Facebook just for the day when he was saying all those things. But in the meantime, we do even have a Facebook page for KBOO. Not a bad place to go to see what's going on. But right
in
now,
the meantime,
right now,
this is Lynn. I'm Conch.
Right now,
she's on Facebook. I'm not.
Right, but there's the Twitter. Right now, call at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266, and you can safely and securely call as much as you can in the world today on our phone lines. We need to hear the phones ringing right now with your pledge of support here in the Palace of Pledge. We're having a great time. It is Friday at the 13th in the afternoon, and we're smack dab in the middle of News and Public Affairs Day, and almost smack dab at the end of our winter membership drive. So if you have been thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it, this is the time to do it. Don't let this chance pass you by. If you've got $20 a month, we have got a cool, 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 super cool hoodie. As I've said, it is always hoodie weather here in Portland. It's black, and it's got a great piece of artwork, our new logo on it, the KBOO logo, so you can be proudly show folks that you listen to KBOO. But you got to do, there's one thing you got to do that. Call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Or go to kboo.fm or come on down to 20 Southeast 8. It's a lovely afternoon. Come on down and bring us your pledge of support.
Yes, we have fantastic volunteers back here on the phones. They're waiting for your call at toll-free 877-500-KBOO. I see there's Tom back there and Rosalyn and... Yes, and we have, and they want so much to hear your call, your ring at 877-500-5266. We are in the home stretch. We are in the last couple of days of the membership drive for winter. So this is the best time to do it. This is the time when you have the most helpful people here to take your call at 877-500-KBOO. We still have much content left in our semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day. The theme of it is today, Resistance to Tyranny. We have Chris Hedges coming right up with Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt. Winona LaDuc at 2:30 speaking on grassroots strategy for mitigating climate change. Democracy Now!, the KBOO News. And then at 7, De-Gentrify Portland. So this is some fantastic programming. This is what your pledge dollars go towards. You can go to kboo.fm if you prefer to do that. And up in the right-hand corner, there's the jar with the Donate Now logo on it. And you can also come into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, have a cup of coffee and a cookie, and meet some of the folks, get a tour, and look through the thank you gifts box if that's what you'd like to do.
Also, I want to remind you again, you can get the book Life During Wartime, Resisting Counterinsurgency for a $60 minimum pledge. It's a good way to jump in the water because you can do that $5 a month. It's barely recognizable from your checking account. You can do that right now by picking up the phone and punching in 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO.
It's been an amazing day today. You've heard our artists in residence speaking about timely and topical subjects with an Americana and an avant-garde sort of twang to them. You've heard the live report from Jenka Soderbergh about the upcoming resignation of Governor John Kitzhaber. You'll be hearing more about that later today on the KBOO Evening News, because our folks are out in the field. Our volunteers are incredibly well-trained. They're investigative. They are out there all over the area, bringing in news and public affairs for you that is absolutely grassroots, absolutely ground level. This is the great thing you support during the waning hours of our News and Public Affairs Day, Resistance to Tyranny, and the final couple of days of our winter membership drive. Get your Valentine's gift for your sweetie by calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. Get a gift membership and they will thank you, and you will have a fantastic relationship for the rest of your days. It's true.
Coming up next at 1:30, it is 1:30, we have Chris Hedges, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt.
Thank you. Thank you, Courtney. There is a point that I want to talk about and focus on. Two points, the first being that we got here by design. David Noble wrote a very fine book about this called America by Design. We didn't just stumble here by accident. I had written a book before Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, which I did with the great cartoonist Joe Sacco, called Death of Liberal Class. And that book was originally done for a publisher